And now we go to the demonic dangers of bath salts. A horrible story here because there's a dramatic public service announcement by the American Navy warning about the dangers of this designer drug. The hope is that sailors will be deterred from turning to bath salts to get high. Our Pentagon correspondent Chris Lawrence is out front.
It's a shocking video in which an actor plays an American sailor high on bath salts. He sees other sailors as demons, punches his girlfriend, and gets wheeled into the ER, pinned down by paramedics.
Bath salts not only will jack up your family and your career, they'll jack up your mind and your body, too.
The Navy is increasing efforts to warn sailors after military doctors started seeing more cases. These bath salts don't have anything to do with therapy or the salts you use at home.
What we're talking about here are very potent synthetic drugs that are probably synthesized somewhere overseas. We think possibly China.
Dr. Alex Garrard has seen dozens of cases firsthand.
People act very primal, primal instincts, animalistic behavior.
He's seen users who think they have superhuman strength and are almost impossible to subdue. Done while he was high on bath salts. The Naval Academy kicked out 16 midshipmen for using another synthetic drug, spice. The military started random testing for synthetics last year, but it's hard to keep up with the science.
What all the drug dealers, the chemists have to do is manipulate the molecule ever so slightly. You have a new drug, a new chemical that kind of flies under the radar.
In fact, since the U.S. government banned the two main chemicals that were used in bath salts, another chemical called naphorone started showing up, and it's 10 times as potent as cocaine. Now, bath salts can't not be detected during a normal urinalysis, but just this week, the Navy started testing sailors and Marines specifically for the drug.